What's up? What's up, Inner Circle members? Hope you guys are awesome. It's an honor, a privilege, and a pleasure to have you here hanging out on a, is today Wednesday? On a Wednesday afternoon. God, I've been running and gunning so much, it's hard to decide what day. So here's the cool part. If you've been here month after month, you're part of the Inner Circle family, you know how this goes. We're going to have an amazing time over the next hour. Try to avoid all the distractions. Try not to check your phone. Let's immerse yourself. Listen, this is your life. This is your next level you crave. And I'm not just here to babble for the next hour. I think through this each month on what are the things I can give you to allow you to go faster, quicker, and easier to your next level. No magic money machines. In fact, the complete opposite. Going upstream to anchor in the foundation for long-term, sustainable, next-level success. And we've had so much incredible success. Emails, letters from our Inner Circle members who are crushing it. So congratulations, especially those of you here month after month. Those of you that are new, maybe you just got, you joined now, you are part of HPM, or you were at the edge and you just got access to this monthly training. It's a privilege. It's an honor to have you here for the first time. This is a part of a family. I'm watching all the comments that come in. I try not to look at them too much because it's like squirrel, shiny object. Like what? If I look here, I might lose focus. But at the end, we always open up for some Q&A. So we'll do some great Q&A at the end. So if you have a question while I'm talking, while I'm training, write it down. And at the end, you put a little Q and then put your question. I'll pick some. We'll have a great conversation. But this is probably the... this is probably the most, I don't know, when I say inner circle, it's really, this is just me. Like, and I think you get me on everywhere. Like, I get really enthusiastic sometimes on my ads and on when I only have 2 minutes, I want to do a 2-minute Instagram story, I talk fast. But this is where you get to know me on a deeper level, and I get to know you through your comments. I get to deliver you the things that are affecting or impacting my life at the very moment. And also, I share some pretty cool stuff here that I don't share anyplace else. So whether this is your first time or your 30th time, it's an honor. It's a privilege. It's a pleasure to have you here. And I love saying that because it's true. I know there's a million other things you could be doing, but you're here with me, and I don't take it lightly. And this is the busiest I've ever been in my life. There's a million other things I need to be doing, but I'm here with you, and I'm going to commit the next hour completely to you. So I'd like you to commit it to me. Also, if you haven't gone into the back office, if you don't even know how to do that, if you lost the email, there'll be an email sent out with the replay of this training, right? So if you're watching the replay, great. But in that email, it'll show you how to enter your back office where every recording for the last, I don't know, couple of years is in there, every training possible. If you're having an issue in your life, you want to learn how to sell, overcome obstacles, market better, build relationships, hire people, all of those trainings, all of those assets are at your fingertips. Why the heck would you go out and try to figure it out on your own when you're paying me to give you the fastest path to the end result? And believe me, I've screwed up more than most. So when I teach something, it comes from throwing away all the mistakes that I made and only sharing with you what works. So there's a couple different messages that, different messages I want to share today. So I always kind of start with what's going on in my life. So thanks for all the congratulations, but maybe most of you know, or if you were at the edge, oh yeah, I didn't even tell anybody at the edge, but if you saw my Instagram, you know that I got engaged last week, which is so, it's so unbelievable. I'm 50 years old and I'm in the most amazing relationship of my life. Why? And this, I want to talk before I get into what we're training today. I just want to be really candid with you guys. Really transparent is I am kicking ass in my current relationship. We are, you know, over 18 months in dating, now a week engaged. We already set our date, getting married August 22nd. How cool is that? And I'm kicking ass. I am completely engaged. I don't take it for granted. I work on it every day. And I don't think I could do better in a relationship now than ever before in my life. And I'm giving all of me with no hesitation. I'm giving all of me with no holdback. And I'm getting the same in return. It's the reason I'm moved so fast. The reason I got engaged. The more love I give, the more I'm getting back. All these great things. So why am I telling you that? Because I screwed up a lot in past relationships. Like, I don't want to be that guy that looks like or leads you from the top of the hill and say, look at me, I'm in the best shape of my life at 50. I'm making more money than I've ever made. I'm in a perfect relationship. I'm a great dad. Can I tell you something? And most of those reasons is because I made some bad parenting decisions. I've gone broke more than once. I've been divorced. I screwed up relationships. I made bad mistakes. But here's the thing. We could be defined by what we've done wrong, or we can truly, and you already know this, but I'll talk about it a little deeper, we can learn from that and decide to forgive ourselves for past and to learn from it. I think if you're God, the king of the universe, whatever you believe in, I think you make a mistake and you keep doing it, it's like, ugh. But you make a mistake, even if you make it two or three times, but finally one day you learn from it and decide to never do that again, I think that's what life is. I think it's learning from it. So I wanted, before I get into what I want to train today, I want to talk about second chances. I want to talk about third chances, fifth chances. I want you today, this is just us having a conversation, right? This isn't me on stage, not me trying to, you know, trying to remember, you know, the presentation. This is me talking to you right now. You deserve a second, a third, a fourth, a fifth chance. It's not someone else's thing. It's your thing. Listen, I'm going to talk about relationships, but you can put this into anything. I'm going to talk more about, hey, Mike, could you shut my, I think somebody's phone is buzzing. If you could shut that ringer off. You can tell we're live, right? I hear a phone dinging in the background, and it might be mine. So anyway, so I want to talk about second, third, fourth, fifth chances, and I'm going to be really personal. In my last relationship, my ex is awesome. She's a dear friend of mine. But we started that relationship off not on the best. I was coming out of a relationship. She was coming out of a relationship. It was just a time and path. I didn't work on it. I didn't. It was a convenient relationship. We laughed. It was cool. And we dated. And I'm going to share something I never shared. We got pregnant with my daughter before we were married. Didn't even know if we were going to get married. In fact, we didn't get married after my ex got pregnant. 2 years later, we had my son. We still didn't get married. 2 years later, decided to get married. And both of us were like, yeah, it's probably a good idea since we're parents together. That's how the relationship went. And I have to tell you, I look back, I didn't work to fix it. I don't know if it wasn't, the relationship wasn't there and I was scared to try. I don't know. All I know is that I'm just as responsible as her for mistakes made. I'm just as responsible for that marriage ending in a divorce. I didn't do a lot of the right things. I made bad decisions during that relationship. I hurt her. She hurt me. She did some stupid stuff. I did some stupid stuff. We probably were never meant to be in a relationship. We're better friends now than we were in a relationship. We're kick-ass co-parents. Our kids come first. We did a child-centered divorce. We are killing it as co-parents. Our kids are thriving listen, it's not ideal. I'm not an advocate of divorce in any way. So please put that note down. But this was a relationship that wasn't going to work. And we kicked ass on being co-parents. But I want to tell you, I know what it's like to feel like a failure. I know what it's like to feel like missing your kids. I know what it's feel like to feel like you're screwing them up. I know what it feels like to know that I hurt her and made some dumb choices while we were together and didn't care as much as I should and didn't listen. But here's the thing. I could have been defined by that. I could have also said, hey, I screwed up so bad in my last relationship, maybe I never should have happened, that I don't deserve love, or love doesn't work for me, or love doesn't exist in the whole world. But instead, I found a way to give myself permission to be open to a second chance, to be open to not giving up, to obsessing on people who had great relationships and extracting their knowledge, to looking back at my relationships that didn't work and figure out what didn't work and never do it again, to look at what was working and compound that, to literally read book after book on what makes a connected, passionate, intimate relationship stick. How does someone at 50, 60, 80 years old still hold hands, love each other, still want to kiss? I interviewed those people and obsessed on them. I gained that knowledge, and guess what? I gave myself permission to be open to another chance. I found the greatest relationship of my life. I'm not one of those fall in love overnight. I'm not girl crazy. I'm not a dreamer. I'm a realist. At least that's what the term I'd say. And I figure real love on that deep level, maybe most people don't get it. But when I lifted that and decided to go for it, I found it. Literally, I sat down with Tony Robbins and I wrote down all of the things that were unacceptable in my next relationship, and I wrote down all of the things that were a must in my next relationship. You could do that with the current relationship you're in too. I wrote them down and I stared at them. I looked at them once a week. And I found that relationship. I have a partner for the rest of my life. I don't know if you saw my Instagram, you should go check out the video. It's pretty cool. I had a cameraman. I was telling her we were just going to take some shots on the beach while we were in Cabo. She's always asking me to do video pictures. I said, fine, we'll get somebody to take pictures. And I dropped on one knee and asked her to marry me. It was the most excited I've been in my entire life about a relationship, about getting married, about being in love. It's brought me to a whole nother level. So why am I sharing that, my personal story? Because I don't want you to think I got this shit all figured out. You don't have to have it figured out. And it's okay if you screwed up. Excuse my language, if you fucked up more than once a whole bunch of times. If you let people down, if you hurt someone. I don't believe you're a bad person. I believe you made a bad decision. We can loathe in it. We could focus on what we did wrong or what other people did wrong to us. Or we could say, enough is enough. Today is the decision. I did wrong in the past or someone did me wrong, but that is the past. I'm going to learn from those mistakes. I'm going to model somebody who's doing it right. And damn it, I am bringing that into my life. Zero questions. When I made that decision, I manifested the relationship I'm in. So many people look at Lisa and I, my fiance, and she did the same thing. They're like, oh, you two got so lucky. Screw that, it wasn't. Look, I decided who I was going to be with. I wrote down who was not acceptable. I wrote down hair color, size, the height. I wrote down how she is with her health, how she is working on her own personal growth, how she's self-motivating but wants to be connected to somebody. I want somebody that wants to travel with me. I wrote down everything that was a must and everything that was unacceptable. Somebody who, you know, talks about the glass half empty. Somebody who talks about other people. Someone who's not into their health. Someone who's not sociable. Like, all these things. And I just decided to do nothing else except that. Unacceptable, acceptable. And I brought that into my life. And so did she. I want to talk about business. If you were at the edge, I shared how I failed miserably when I shared the success loop. If you're going back, there's a success loop training in here and you should look at it in the past. I have failed so bad in business that I made myself vomit. I lost 10 pounds when I lost what I thought was everything in my 30s. I made some bad business choices. I got involved with the wrong partners. That's going to be one of the topics of our main training today. Values, culture, and some other things I'll share with you. But I made such stupid decisions in business, guys. I want to tell you, I've in my 30s, I went down to nothing. Credit card debt, juggling, had to sell the house I was in. Because I made a bad choice. I partnered with someone who I knew didn't match and didn't align with me. I just thought it could help me financially. And that turned into sleepless nights, stress. I have a big knuckle. I don't know if you could see it. I don't know if anybody... See that knuckle? Look at that knuckle compared to that one. Can you see that? Well, let's see. Oh, yeah, that one's sticking up right there. You know why that knuckle's sticking up? Because when I was going through that, I was so pissed. I punched a wall. First off, dumbest thing in the history of the world. So I'll share that with you. Secondly, especially if you hit a stud behind the sheetrock, the wall doesn't move. Just wanted to give you that little insight. I've been in those places, those dark, ugly places. I've been in those places where people told me I was crazy to try my own business. I've been in those places where I said, who was I to think I could have my own business? You're an idiot, Dean. And I was saying that looking in the mirror. And I remember thinking to myself, you don't deserve another chance. You had it and you blew it. Go get a job. Settle. It's like this inner villain, right, that I write about in Millionaire Success Habits. Wanted to tell me to do that. But guess what? Somehow I found a way that I said, I deserve a second chance. I deserve a fifth chance. And I learned from those mistakes. I modeled people like you're doing right this minute that were more successful than me. I realized there was no magic money machine. It was all these little fundamentals that we teach month after month right here in the Inner Circle. I started compounding that, and I'm blessed to be here right now with you at the most successful time of my life. So before we get into a training that I want to share with you guys today, I want to say this. If you are down and out right now, you deserve a second and third chance. If your business is doing okay, or you're getting ready to start your business, or just starting off doing okay, you deserve for that to be a monster. If your business is thriving, like some of you, I know so many of you on here who are crushing it, it's time for your next level. You deserve this. You're ready for this. And if your business is crushing, but your health sucks, if your business is crushing and your relationship is if you're more excited about being out on the road and seeing strangers than the person at home, we gotta fix that shit. Seriously. I was aligned in so many parts of my life except for my relationship. And now I can't tell you how it feels to be congruent in all areas of my life. So when we're here, do I want you to make more money? A shit ton more. Give it all away if you want. Impact the world. Do I want you to have more freedom? More than anything. More control of your time? Yes. But I'd love for you to take all these pieces and balance each area of your life because you deserve it. That's why you're here. At the end of our lives, we're not going to look back and go, glad I made all that money, but I hated having sex with my partner for 10 years straight. Glad I had all that money, but my kids don't talk to me. Like, I think we're going to want all the balance. I gave my kids choices in their life. We had the financial freedom, but also I was an engaged mom. I was an engaged dad. I had a great relationship. So let's not just dream about each area. Let's decide today that we deserve the best and the people around us deserve the best. Let's take our relationships that we're in to the next level. Let's take our income to the next level. Let's create the freedom. That's why you're here. And let's start going. I'm sorry, ouch, never punched or kicked through a door once. Good for you. That's the stupid guy stuff. All right, so I'm going to try not to get distracted. Okay, so what I want to teach today again, because this is so important, and I taught this about a year ago, so you might have seen it in the past, but it's always fresh. Like you go to the gym, you can't go to the gym once and then it sticks in your life. I want to talk about the importance of values. I don't know if I understood what my values were. I probably thought I did, but I'm not sure I knew what my own personal values were or were at the time. And I also don't know if I understood what to do with them. Like, here's the cool part. You might know your values, but how are your values actually utilized in your life, in your growth, in your income, in your prosperity, in your happiness, in your joy? That's what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about your values, how to uncover them, and then how to implement them in certain areas of your life to have exponential growth. You guys up for that? Let me know. I want to see if you guys are listening, if you're paying attention. So first off, some of you may know this, but what are your values? What are your values when it comes to money, to love, to growth, to your ethics, to standards, to significance? What are your standards with how people perceive you? We're going to go deeper on those in a moment. But here's how I found them. My team, and I'm sure this will be cool for you guys, and we're getting there one step at a time. Now that I'm engaged and moved into a new house, we might do a little more of it. But my team has been wanting me to have someone. Thanks for all the yeses, guys. I'm looking at, heck yeah. No, my value, no more cursing. Then sorry, you might get a few curse words from me. My team wants me to have someone follow me around with a camera to see more of my day-to-day stuff. When I do meetings, if I'm going to hang out with Tony Robbins or Brendan Burchard or being with my business partners or my real estate partners or my marketing partners or my live event partners or a meeting at my house, like I think it would be really cool too. But the truth is I'm a really private person. And the thought of having someone with a camera on me all the time, that was one part that was hard. But I'll tell you how it gets even harder. Is being around someone that long. Like, this is someone that's gonna have to fly in a plane with me and go to lunch with me and sit next to me in a car. It's like, whoa, that's like, I'm really particular because I just know where I'm at in my life, right? I've just been here long, not longer than all of you, but I'm 50, and I've been in business for 30 years. I know what I like, I know what I don't. And I'm not that I'm, I guess I'm getting less social, but your circle gets smaller, and I love it. I want my circle to keep getting smaller and smaller. I love my team. They're like my family, like my friends, my fiance, and my kids, and a couple friends, too. That's it. Like, yeah, I really don't like this. I don't want to search out. I don't want to meet new people. I'm just being honest. Anyway, I digress. But my team wants me to have this person spend all this time. So this is a year ago, maybe a little longer. And I sat down and I'm like, how can I let this happen? I want you to do this with me right now. Seriously, do this with me. Grab your pen right now. If you're watching me on a computer, then maybe put it on your phone. But do this right now. And I started thinking about if someone was going to spend that much time with me, what kind of values, I never looked at it through those eyes, what kind of values, not their experience, not their resume, not their experience, not their resume, not where they were born, not how old they were, not what background they are, what color they are, what religion they are, none of that matters. I want to know what values they must have, kind of like I did with my relationship. These are things I won't accept. These are things I will accept, or a must in my relationship. I did that for this so-called person that was going to hang out with me all the time. I want you to do this right now. So I sat down and wrote down what values they need to have. So what I'd love for you to do is think about right now what values, and we're just going to pick some of them. You could do this in every area. But what values would they have to have around money and success? What values would they have to have? Would you want someone to hang around you? And there's no bad answer here. Would you want someone to hang around with you that money was king over everything? Didn't matter how they got the sale. Doesn't matter what they did or if they were ethical or not. It was about the sale. Maybe that's you. I doubt it because if you're watching me, you'd be watching somebody else if that was the case. But what about if around money is you know that the byproduct of supplying somebody something with great value is money creation, right? Money is the byproduct of value creation. I hope that, you know, I ask this all the time. I'm like, at the end of each one of these events, I said, would anybody take their money back for this month and not have the wisdom I just shared? And it's always like, hell no, hell no, hell no, right? So think about it. What kind of values do you want based around money? For me, I want people that are driven for success. They want to make more money while simultaneously they want to make impact on the world. That's my employees. They're all a part of this mission. It's crazy, right? So think about that. Would this person be, what if they were just sitting next to you all the time going, man, I got to make that sale. Got to get the money. Got to get the money because lead right into it. Would you want somebody flashy? Someone dying to just take their first 10 grand they make and buy a sparkly watch or put a down payment on a fancy sports car that they really can't afford? Or would you like someone to be super practical and conservative and save every dollar? Or would you like something in the middle? They like to spend their money on experiences and fun, and they'll get the car when they have the right money. But they're going to spend and have fun, but they're also going to put stuff away. You could be any one of those three, but which one would you want? You might want to talk about, hey, when are we getting the first Lambo? Totally cool. I'm not judging you, but that might drive you freaking crazy. But then if someone, for me, I have to be honest, someone who's over stingy, that saves every penny, that freaks out over the nickels. Sometimes, you know, that whole saying, people step over quarters to get the nickels. If someone's completely conservative and ultra savings, I know that they're never going to reach prosperity because they're too scared. They're scared they won't make their next dime. They're scared someone will take their money away from them. I can't be around someone like that, not even for a minute. When people tell me I waste money, when I don't waste a dime because they're so conservative, but their salary for a year is what I make by Wednesday, and I'm not being disrespectful, it's because they're so scared and protective of what they got. They're not reaching out for and trying for more, right? So what's your thoughts around all that? What are your values? Or what? Again, I kind of blew that there because I want you to know that we're really creating your values, right? So what are their values around money? What do they need to have, right? About money, about how they think, what are they going to do with success? If it's in a relationship, what do they think about other people? What do they think about compassion? What are your values and what values would that person need to have about compassion, about love, right? Like, let's just... This is silly, but listen, where I'm at in my life As you start or scale, or if you're already scaling a business, I'm telling you what I'm sharing with you right now is that values will grow your company with less stress. Values will keep your company thriving and running when you're not there. Hired based on just capabilities, hired based on where they went to school or their resume, you have no guarantees. Doesn't mean they'll be bad, but you have no guarantees. Hire someone based on values that are absolutely a must or unacceptable if they have. I'm telling you, I've had thousands of people work on in my companies and my brands. There's been nothing more powerful and effective than bringing people in my life based on their values. I attracted the love of my life with my fiance Lisa by deciding what values were absolutely unacceptable and what values were a must. I have the greatest team on the planet in this office, and they all came in based on values that were unacceptable and values that were an absolute must. I mean, think about this. If you had somebody sitting in the car next to you, going to lunch with you, flying on planes, if you were driving in a car and you drove past a homeless person, if you're thinking of values on empathy, love, compassion, right? And you drove past a homeless person, if they said, "Oh my God, that's disgusting. How could a homeless, why don't somebody clean these people up?" Or what if they said, number two is, "That person looks really strong. They're probably a drug addict. They should get a job." Or number three is, "Man, I'm betting something probably really tough happened in their life. Let's give them money no matter what, no matter what they use it for." Now, I'm not judging you, because you could be any one of those three. But you have to decide, the person sitting next to you, if it rubbed you, if someone said to me, I was really young, and I listened to a pastor say, "What if you saw homeless people and you just decided never to judge them? You have no idea what their experience was, what hardship they were. Maybe they were molested or beat by a parent. They ran away. They have mental health issues. What if you didn't judge them? What if you didn't decide you were the one to decide if they're good or bad? What if you just helped one of God's children with zero bias?" And that just hit me. And that's been my whole life. I see a homeless person, when I hear someone say, this is me personally. Again, I'm telling you my values. Doesn't mean that you and I could be great friends, but we might have different values. I don't know if we'd work together. But if someone was like, "Screw them, that guy looks healthy, he's probably a drug addict, he should work." Doesn't mean I hate you. It's not somebody I'm going to spend time with, right? So think about this. You're not saying, would they be a good partner? Do they work hard? No, you're going for this core value, because I believe on top of values, see, I used to think I could find the perfect way to make money. So I'm going to share something with you right now, and you're going to know what I already have my next book half done. My next book after that is, I used to think it was like the mechanism, the tool. Like, I make money in real estate. I need to know how to make money in real estate. And then as I evolved, I realized, it really wasn't real estate. It was developing the right habits, and the right habits allowed me to thrive in real estate and all being a book author, live events, all stuff. And you know what I'm realizing now more than ever? Actually, I already realized this, and I'm going to write a book about it, is going upstream even more. It's your values. If you have the right values, then adopt the right habits. Then plug in how to write a book, how to do masterminds, how to do real estate, how to make money with courses. It doesn't matter what you plug in. That's the ding light bulb secret. It's like, have the right way to make money, go upstream. Have the right habits so you get through everything. How do you maintain the right habits? Bam, decide what your values are. So as we keep going, I'm hoping, and I don't want to get distracted over here. I see you guys. I'll go back and read all these. So give me comments. Say what you're thinking, because it's good to get it out. But think about this. Like, do you want someone, as you scale your company and start making more money, or your company's already crushing, you want more people? Who do you want to bring around? I'm telling you, when I come back to my office, I can't wait to see everybody. Like, I can't wait to go in everybody's office and say hi, because I just hired based on values. They all think like me. And maybe that's a good thing. Maybe that's, maybe somebody watching me could say, that's not right. I think you're wrong. I beg to differ. I've been blessed to generate a lot of money, build big businesses. This is the core. So I don't mean to hammer this home, but man, this has been a game changer for me. What about their values based on growth, right? So again, you're in the car. You're sitting next to this, person who's with you all the time. And you say, Did you ever hear of Tony Robbins? Now, see, it's easy to talk to you because you're following me already, but I have a lot of friends that are like, would say this. Friends that I grew up with would say, oh, I'm not into that. That's a cult. You know that Tony Robbins guy? That's a cult. I'm going to go to an event and jump up and down and let some dude next to me massage me? Fuck that. Literally, I had a friend say that exact thing, and then he was going through a bad breakup, and he was 40 pounds overweight, and I drug him kicking and screaming to an event with Tony, called Tony, we put him right up front. Tony talked to him a lot. 30 days later, he was 30 pounds lighter, off depressant medication, and let me rewind. When we first got there, he's like, dude, I shouldn't have come here. If some guy next to me touches me, that's gonna be freaking weird. 2 hours later, he's massaging the dude next to him, high-fiving, screaming yes, right? So, I say that about personal growth. That person sitting next to you, you bring up Dean Graziosi, Tony Robbins, Wayne Dyer, Eckhart Tolle, whoever's touched your heart. Joel Osteen, right? You bring up somebody, Earl Nightingale, any of them, and they're like, oh, that's stupid shit. I'm not into foo-foo. I'm not into rah-rah. I'm about results. I do this myself. I don't need anybody to tell me how to think. I think that's for people that are weak. Some people might go, hell yeah, we're brothers. We do this shit ourselves. That person sitting next to me, if they're in the car, I might drop them off and give them $100 and say, get a cab, because you have no fucking clue on how to get to the next level of life. That's what I'd be thinking. I wouldn't say it. But there's no way there's somebody in my life, somebody in my company, my personal relationship. Lisa, the first day we sat and talked, we were reading the same book. She had already read my book. She was in person. She read all of Tony, all of Wayne, all Eckhart Tolle, The Power of Now, completely changed her life. She loved one of the books, Alan Christensen, I think it's Alan Christensen wrote, How Will You Measure Your Life? All these books that nobody else I knew read them. We're sitting talking about the same books, talking about we both took care of our family. Like, all of a sudden, it's like all these values that were a must in a relationship, must in my company, she had all those values. All the other stuff really didn't matter. I got to find out I loved everything about her. So, what about personal growth for you? Do you want someone around you that hates it when you're here with me? This is personal growth. You want to learn how to make more money and go to the next level? Of course. But you don't do it without learning from other people's trial and error, learning how to overcome the obstacles. Remember, there's no such thing as a magic money machine. If you're not growing, you're dying. Exactly right, Rick. Heck yeah. So think about that. So think about their value on ethics. Now, I'm going to go into four or five here. I just am. This is how important this is to me. What kind of ethics would you want? If someone said, hey, you know, if we're going to launch this product, you know, it's not completely done, but it's good enough, because if we launch the course, and I've had somebody say this exact words to me. Over 15 years ago, I ended my partnership that day, literally that day. There was a training we were releasing. The second part wasn't that good, not even that done. I went through it. I'm like, oh, dude, this is terrible. You know what he said? Hey, listen, I read a statistic that only about 8% of people finish an online course. So who gives a shit, man? They're not going to do anything anyway. They're just lazy. I was so appalled. Now, I'm not an altar boy. I'm not perfect. I've made plenty of mistakes. But man, my students, if you know anything about me, you follow me, you watch me online, you're my life. I want to reach into your soul and change your life. And I don't want 9% of the people go through my course. I want 100%, and I will push your ass through two podcasts a week, a 2-minute video on my stories, 3 different posts on Instagram, 5 different posts on Facebook, weekly wisdoms. I do everything in my power to disturb you into action. So someone sits in front of me, and this is before my values were completely baked in, and says, people are fucking lazy anyway. They're not going to see it. And if a couple people get to the shitty part, we'll just refund them. All right, you want to launch it? No, I launched him out of my office. Not really. I'm not a fighter. But I ended that relationship. I remember the day. Different ethics than me. But here's the thing. Maybe in my 20s, I'm going to be completely honest, when I was struggling and pushing hard, I may have, if I thought it could create a lot of money and I, you know, maybe I'll satisfy those people that don't get the second part, I may have compromised. I don't know. I can't say. Maybe not. But I might have. especially if I was struggling, I might have compromised that. And what would that have done? That would have compromised who I was. It would have made me feel shitty on the inside. It never would have worked. I never would have built a great reputation, right? We all overestimate what we can do in a year and underestimate what we can do in five. I took care of customers for, this is 21 years being in the success business. You think I'd still be here if I compromised my ethics? So for me, you're going to sit next to me. You're going to be my life partner. You're going to be in my company. You better have the same values when it comes to ethics. So what are your ethics on values? Or what are your values on ethics, right? Write it down. Take the time. Share in here if you want. Share in here if you want. Write it down. And by the way, my courses don't get 8% tests. My courses, our courses are more in the 85%, which I love. I got the most badass people on the planet that work with us. So think about that, right? So now I want you to think about significance. Think about this. I want you to think about significance. Now, Tony didn't invent the word significance, but he shares it a lot at his events. If you've ever been to a Tony event, he shares it. And significance is a really cool word because I want significance. I do. We all do. We all crave significance. We want to be heard. We want to be known. We want people to appreciate what we've done and our accomplishments. I don't mean brag or be like, yeah, look at me. But we want a little significance. But what if someone's significance was everything? For me, I have had thousands of people work on my brands and my companies. Right now, my company right here that runs everything we do. You see all my books, my live events, everything. My partnership with Growth, my partnership with Tony Robbins that we're launching April 30th. Be on the lookout. We're going to change the world together. We run all of that. Oh my God, I just went brain dead on significance. Okay. I'm back. All right. So we run all these different things. The reason I was sharing that with you is because I don't really have any titles in my company. If someone wants to come to work with me and they're like, what's my title? I need to know what my title is and who works for me. Never even getting in the front door. Just being honest. And there's some of you right now, and I'm not being rude. That's the way we were raised. We were raised to rise up through the ladder, go from mid-level management to a manager to like, that's the way it's been structured forever. That ain't me. It doesn't mean you're wrong. If you're somebody, I'm telling you my values. I don't have any titles. We don't work, like, there's people, we know there's people that work under other people, but we're a big family. We're a team. We're all trying to accomplish a goal. If someone says in my company, oh no, that's not my job. I don't do that. Like, it's a union job? It ain't me. We're all in here to help each other. A family member came to you and they're holding five different bags and one's dropping, you know, and they go, oh my God, could you grab one of these? You go, no, I don't do bags. No, you help your family member. You help your team member. So for me, if significance is your gig, if you need the pat on the back, if you need to be glorified, if you need the badge of honor in front of everybody else, if you need the employee of the month, great. You're just not going to get it here. You're going to be part of a team. You're going to be a part of a family. Your significance can be part of the group as we all rise, as we all do all of our efforts to impact the world, to change the way people look at self-education, the way to set standards and goals and beliefs and values and habits to transform the world so everybody can prosper and live into their full potential. Man, now that's fucking significance. But if the significance is that you need management next to your name, go to the corporate company next door. So are these things important? They're fucking everything. They're beyond important. When we sit here every month in our inner circle, I'm not going to bullshit you. I don't have time for it. Neither do you. I just want to get to the point. I want to get to the point of the matter. This is what matters. So, significance. I got another one. Humble. I love my, if you guys were at the edge, you met my partner, Ethan Willis. We own, me, Ethan, and Brandon Burchard own growth.com. Amazing company, helping people with high performance coaching, high performance strategies. Killer. Ethan has this term that he uses that I love called humble power. Humble power. I love the word humble power. My partner, Ethan, I've talked about him a lot. I brag about him because I love the guy. Him and his wife just had their eighth baby. Yeah, no joke. Eight children. He not only has eight children, and doesn't complain once, runs with his wife. They run that family effectively, efficiently. I only know the seven because the newest one's a couple weeks old. Seven loving, adoring, balanced, solid, salt of the earth kids. Like, you see that family, you're like, damn. Simultaneously, he's the bishop of his church. He's Mormon. I'm not, but he is. I respect him, respect that religion. That's his choice. He's the bishop of like the second largest Mormon church in the country, like first or second. Utah's got the biggest, but this is like the second. And as a bishop, he like runs that whole church and marries people and does, listens to their, like, everything. And he runs our company where Brendan and I never go. But if you saw him, you'd be like, he looks like an average, ordinary guy. He doesn't walk in with a fancy watch, and he sold his last company for $1 gazillion, literally, like millions with lots of zeros at the end. Runs the company, has hundreds of people that work and look up to him, work for him and look up to him. You wouldn't know it. But that guy's got humble power. He opens his mouth and you're like, oh shit. That guy's got quiet confidence. I love quiet confidence. I don't like braggadocious. I don't like look at me. I don't want somebody to walk in a room and want all the attention. Look at me. Look what I'm doing. Look at my rings. Look at my watch. Look at my car. Look at my girlfriend. Look what I got. Most people who are saying, look at me, really are saying, I wish I could be. Because all I know is the most successful people I'm friends with, you wouldn't know if they got $10 or 10 million or a billion. And I freaking respect the shit out of that, for lack of a better word. So for me, I need someone that would have humble power. My fiance, Lisa, that's her. She has been voted, she's a hairstylist here in Scottsdale, Phoenix, Arizona. She's been voted like 5 years in a row the number one hairstylist in Arizona. Every athlete's wife, every high-level person goes to her because she's a freaking badass. She's effective. She's efficient. If you knew the money she made, when she told me, and she didn't tell me for a year of knowing her, I never didn't ask, the money she makes is like probably realistically 12 to 14 times the national norm, national average of a hairstylist. You wouldn't know it. Humble power. Ethan Willis, humble power. Tony Robbins, humble power. Brendan Burchard, humble power. My buddy Ed Milet, humble power. Like, they just got it, but they don't have to be it. Rachel Hollis, oh my God, pure humble power if you saw her at the Edge. She's got the number one and number two book in the world right now, and you wouldn't know if she has two nickels to rub together. Humble power, that's what I need. Again, I'm just going through stuff that I need. I'm sharing these things to try to give you ideas of what do you need. You can't get to your next level of life. You ready for this? Write this down, and then get ready. We're going to do some Q&A at the end here. Get ready for this. You can't get to your next level, the level of life that I'm sure you want or you wouldn't be here, without bringing new people into your life. Whether that's a relationship, whether that's a partnership, whether that's employees, whether that's strategic alliances and partnerships, you can't go at it alone to get to the level I'm sure you crave. So how are you going to bring those people in? I'm telling you, after over $1 billion in sales and revenue with my brands and my companies, after monumental mistakes, after some incredible accomplishments, after being an entrepreneur for 33 years, I'm telling you, you spend time understanding the values of that person you need sitting next to you, and then you look internally, understand your values, you bring in people with the right values, nothing will allow you to grow in here and with this than what I'm sharing with you today. If it's not time for you to bring people in your life, remember what we're sharing today and come back and visit this. Tag it. Remember the name of this. Remember the date of this training, because this training is a game changer. Now I want to share some of the values that I used. I went through an exercise. Okay, questions. Go ahead. Start putting a queue with the questions. If they go really quick, I'll do my best to go back and look at them. But I want to share when I was hiring, some of the values that I wrote down when it was looking through the eyes of who I wanted around me. And I wrote this 2.5 years ago. Number one, hungry for achievement. You might want to steal some of these and write them down. Number one, hungry for achievement. I need somebody who's just hungry for the next level. They want to grow. They're not just looking for a job, not looking for, I mean, there are some people that would be happy if you paid them 60 grand a year to sit in a chair and stare at a field to make sure rabbits didn't eat the lettuce. 60 grand a year to sit and watch rabbits? Hell yes, I'll take it. Not the person I want. I want someone to go, no, I'll sit here and watch it if I could run the farm or maybe own that field someday. That's who I want. Hungry for next level, not hungry for complacency, not hungry for a paycheck. I want someone hungry for achievement. Think of those words. Somebody hungry to achieve, not hungry to just get the job done and do what I have to do to get my paycheck. Okay, another one was whatever it takes. I want someone, I'll get back to these. I want someone who will do whatever it takes. I'm not talking about working weekends and nights, even though that I want that sometimes. But someone is like, all right, it broke. I'm going to fix it. I'm going to find a solution. I'm going to keep going. Do whatever it takes. Not, I tried it. It failed. I'm done. Hey, I did what I could, but Johnny and Sally, they didn't do what they were supposed to do, and we couldn't accomplish this, so it's not my fault. Oh, I just said that. I annoyed you just now saying it. So if you ever said that, don't do that shit ever again. Throw that out. Stop. You wouldn't work here, and you won't be successful. Do whatever it takes. You, if people around you are incompetent, the world will notice that you're competent. Okay? I want somebody who's enthusiastic and quietly competitive. I don't want somebody, I don't mean hyper, like, hey, look at me. I'm talking about enthusiasm, like coming from like, I got this, drive. I want a quiet competitor, not like, oh yeah, I'm winning. More like, oh yeah, I got this. And even if you're competitive with yourself, like I used to, and I just did it for the first time in a year. Camelback Mountain is right behind my house. And I used to run it 3 days a week. And every time I went up, as soon as I entered the trailhead, I'd look at my time. Like, 25 minutes is what I did last time. Got to beat it. Man, I started at 45, got all the way down to 25 minutes. Man, I couldn't beat 25. I think I may have lied a little bit to myself. I think I did 24 once. But man, I was quietly competitive with me. I wanted to be a better version of me. I want to beat that. Like, now that I went the other day, I'm back to like 40 minutes. So sad because I haven't done it in a year. But I'm breaking 25. I committed to it and I'm doing it. So I'm going to be competitive with me, the guy in the mirror. Always working on personal growth. I'm not hiring anyone who doesn't work on their personal growth. Just not happening. If I bring up, you know, what we're talking about today and like, I don't need that. You don't need this job. Don't need to be in a relationship. You wouldn't be my partner. I wouldn't start a new company with you. Just ain't happening. We talk different languages. You talk Spanish or Latin. I talk English. Wayne, it's not working. I need someone who's a team player. I shared that before. I don't want somebody that's all about significance and what's my badge. It's like, no, you need to be a team player. You need to look out for the people around you. You do that, you could be on this team. I need somebody that wants it. Like, they want it. They want that next level. Like, they see it. They don't just talk about it. Like, you could see in their eyes that they get it, that they want it, and they want to learn and gain the new capabilities to go to that next level. Now, there's just a few that I used to hire people as the best employees of my life. So that's my message for today. I used to think it was the tool, the write the book, do the real estate deal, build the course, start the company, create the restaurant. And then I realized, ooh, none of that works without going upstream to develop the habits for success. So I wrote a habits book. So it's one of the best-selling books on the planet right now. But now, not that I just realized, but I know none of those habits will stick without really knowing your values and anchoring them in. And I have to tell you, there may be some values that some things that you do that compromise your values. I know I did. It's okay. Once you write them down, you could say, you know what? That's not my values. I'm going to work on never doing that again, never lying again, never being unfaithful again, never being deceitful again, never talking to homeless people that way, never compromising my ethics. Whatever it is you got to do, get aligned with your values. You will attract the right people in your life. You'll take your relationships to the next level or bring a new one in. You'll bring the right partners in and you'll bring the right customers in. Because I bet to say a lot of the stuff I shared today, you're like, Dean and I have the same, let me know if some of the values I have were like yours. because my gut is, because you're following me, because you're here, you're part of my inner circle, I bet to say you have the same values. That's why we have so much fun together. Okay, let me get to some questions. Let me know if our values are the same. Edward, what's up, man? Good to see you. Thanks for all the posts. I see you posting on IG as well. I read so many of those DMs. I do my best, guys. I don't read all of them, but I read a lot of them. How often do I analyze my values? I'd lie to you if I said my whole life I analyzed them all the time. I didn't. I wish I did. I wish I knew my values and I looked at them obsessively more often, but that wouldn't be true. But in the last 3 to 5 years, I think about it all the time, Edward. Literally all the time. Like, these are my values, man. This is, and I really, I have like, now, because I've been focusing on them so much, I have radar up, and when people go against my values, it's like a scratch of a record. I'm not kidding you. I'm really, maybe too much. Maybe too much, but I just don't let anybody in. Nobody, not even, I don't let you in an inch. I did the Edge event last weekend, or 2 weekends ago, I don't even know how long ago it was. Greatest group ever, played full out of their mind. If you were there, you know what I'm talking about. I felt like the entire room had my values. I was so like in my soul, like I don't even explain it. If you guys were there, you know, I think it was the best I've ever been on stage. I've been on stage hundreds of times all around the world. I think it's the best because everybody in the room had my values and they gave it back to me and I gave it back to them and back and forth, back and forth. But if I get in a room of somebody that doesn't have my values, I just want to run from that room. So I think about them all the time, and I just don't let anybody in anymore that don't have the same as I do. Let's see. Question. What are some good parenting books and sources? Hey, Tim, what's up, man? What are some good parenting books and sources? Love talking about parenting, man. Two books that I think are game changers. Love and Logic Parenting, the orange book. And the second one is How Do You Talk to Your Kids So They Listen? And how to listen to your kids when they talk. Or how to listen to your kids when they talk and how to talk, you know, it's something like that. It's a yellow book with two bubbles. It's how to talk to your kids so they listen and how to listen to your kids so they talk. Those two books, I read both of them obsessively and they really helped me be a better parent, hands down. I've read probably 30 parenting books. They're my two favorite. So I'd read both those. I'd devour them if I was you. Thanks for the congratulations, guys. I get that. You guys, so many of you have said it, so I appreciate it. Values are the same. Let's see. Values the same. Thank you. Definitely. I had grandparents with values. Let's see. Liberio, what's up, brother? Always good to see you. It was good to see you eating sushi. I do share almost all the values I share. Let's see. Send me a question. I just joined your inner circle a week ago. What's the best way to get going and started? Well, Sammy, you're here, man. You're here. So this is how you get started. And if you don't know how to get into your back office, you'll have an email today or tomorrow from Tanner. I think it comes from Tanner in my office. Give you the link to get in the back office. And then pick, you'll see all the different trainings. Man, if you've been in there, you know, it's like, there's probably 30 trainings like this in there. Maybe 30, somewhere around that. So I would just go and look at them. Maybe you want to learn persuasion or relationship or overcoming pain. It's all in there. So you can just go pick them. And here's what I tell everybody. You're crazy. Hey, Mike, could you give me the link for the training? I want to share that with everybody. I think I know it, but I want to make sure. Confirm, maybe text Tanner. I would, everybody, set it in your phone, put it on your calendar. Once a week, you should be in here. Maybe twice a week. There's a lot of content in there, but it's all valuable. If you thought this was valuable, all of them are just as valuable. I would set a timer or put it in your calendar that once or twice a week, you're going to take an hour and watch another one, digest it. And at the end, I would take like one or two things from my training, just like what I shared today. Take one or two things, throw the rest away if you don't have time, take one or two and put it in play. Just watching me is not going to change anything. You got to put this stuff into play. So I would just set a timer. I'd be in there once, twice a week, and I would digest these. You guys have the benefit of all, you know, past couple of years of trainings. Braden, how awesome has your day been? That was a really good question, man. My day has been freaking fantastic. I've been crushing it today. I haven't had a minute to myself today. I've been going nonstop, which is cool. No thing. I've done 5 different videos today. I get to go live with you. I had 2 team meetings. We had a long discussion for any of those that are in HPM, the High Performance Mastermind. We had a 2.5 hour meeting today on all your fulfillment, what's going on for the next year, the training, everything. So yeah, my day's been awesome, man. And now I'm going to leave. I'm literally going to be done with you guys. When I'm done here, I'm going to jump in my car and race off and pick my kids up from school. Highlight of my day. Can't wait. Going to pick those little nuggets up. We're going to do homework. I'm going to probably make them a snack. And then we're going to go out and maybe play a little football. I'm going to make them dinner because I want to. And maybe movie night. I don't know. Sounds pretty amazing to me. Remember, just figure out what success means to you. That's success to me. My fiance will come over. We'll have a great night. So, yeah, I'm having a pretty badass day. Thank you for asking. Okay, back office is killer. Great stuff. Thanks, James. It is, man. Everybody should be in there. What personally motivates you, JJ23? What personally motivates me is knowing what success means to me. Success means to me that when I'm done here today, my team knows not to schedule anything because this is my day with my kids. I get either 3 or 4 days a week with my kids. When it's my turn to pick them up from school, I'm picking them up. And that's success to me. So what motivates me? I work my ass off. I started at 4:32 this morning. I was in the gym by 5, working by 6. What motivates me? I know what success means to me, and there's nobody going to take it away. I also know success means impacting other people and changing other people's lives. That's where I'm at in my life. Impact, being a great dad, being a kick-ass fiancé and future husband. Man, ain't nothing gonna stop me from doing that. And I can't change anything without more money. Just being honest, we're on our way. If we just passed 5 million meals through Feeding America, I donated $70,000 to match what the Edge group, they gave 70, I matched it with 70. We're building a school in Africa starting in the fall. Like, I can't make those impacts without making more money. So I know what success means to me, and ain't nothing gonna stop me. No brick walls, nothing. I got this. So find out what success means to you and don't let anybody get in your way. Let's see. You guys are awesome. So many questions. Let's see. Are there tools? Did you get that for me, Mike? Yeah. Are the tools questions? Are there tools, questionnaires, interview questions that help? Yes. If you go in, there's a deep dive values training in the back office. It's got more tools to tell you how to follow the whole guide that I shared. How to determine those values in an interview. Okay, how to determine those values in an interview. Here's what I'm going to do. Mike, write this down. We'll get it in the back office. I'm going to send you guys the link on how I hire. The exact video, the exact questions, the exact process. Good? Killer. It's how I hired 75% of my staff. So I'm going to make it, I don't know, maybe it'll be in a link into the email, but we'll probably just put it in the back office. So when you get the email to the back office, go in there and check and you'll see the entire process. Okay, let's see. So when is the fall edge? Mike, can you text and get the exact dates? It's October. Let me just get you the dates. I'm pretty sure it's October. We will let everybody know for sure. I think we have the place locked down. Let me get you those details and I'll let everybody know. Love the edge bracelet. Glad. Let's see. Well said. Thanks, Liberio. God, so many. Oh my God, there's so many great comments. Let's see. I'm going to do one more. In real estate course and commercial, what do you think? So many, they're going by so fast. What do you think? Okay, last one. Valerie, what do you think is the greatest hurdle for someone starting out? See, I kind of suck reading these. That's why I don't like to lose that momentum. Next month, I'll have my team put it on cards. Greatest hurdle to stop for starting, hands down, is your belief if you can or you can't. I know. There's a million other tactical things. Do you have the money? Do you have the time? What's the right business? The marketing? All of that is just as important. But it's secondary to deciding that you can do this. Changing the limiting beliefs that it might not work. You don't have the right money. You don't have the right time. My friends don't support me. If you have any doubt that it won't work, I can guarantee you it won't. If you have all the faith in the world, could it fail? Absolutely, it could. But you'll find a way around it. You'll find a way to fix it. You'll find a way through that obstacle. But if you start with doubt, if you start with someone else's story, someone else's belief, or a negative belief that's stuck inside of you, there's no way it can work. Change the story, start the business, go for it, gain the capabilities, stay here, read and watch, go through all my marketing training, because without the marketing, none of it works. Obsess on my marketing training and just put your head down and make it happen. Guys, I appreciate all of you. Did you say bonus from Dean? Okay, so every month I share this with you guys. If you've been in the inner circle for 3 months or more, and they check it, go to bonusfromdean.com. We have a free live group coaching session for you, but you have to be in 3 months to qualify. And you'll go to bonusfromdean.com and you'll watch a video from me and my buddy Brendan Burchard, and we'll talk about the high performance and what it means. And then right on that page, you'll be able to click a link and register or schedule your our group live coaching session with one of our high performance coaches. It's pretty awesome. We do it for everybody who's been a member for 3 months. People love it. So if you're in 3 months, do it. If you're not, know that once you're here 3 months, you get that bonus. Guys, this has been an amazing hour. Thank you for letting me share from my heart, share my personal stories. I share it all with you guys. So love having you here. Make sure you're here every single month. If you're not watching this live, it's okay. Maybe you were busy, but I'm glad you're catching up on it. Make sure to dive in the back office. Start going through every training that's back there. Stuff is gold. I wish I had this when I was starting out in business. I wish I had it 10 years ago. You have access to it. Go get it. Have an amazing, amazing day.